From the Heart, December 16. Decisive Action. Do business till I come. As Seventh-day Adventists, we have a work to do in witnessing for Christ. If the Lord is soon to come, begin to act decidedly and determinedly and with intense interest to increase the institutional facilities, that a great work may be done in a short time. Those who have been allied to the world should heed the invitation of the Lord. He says, "Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing." The bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness are to shine upon you, that you may be beautified with holiness. Shall we now say there is no need of facilities, that faith is all we need? Genuine faith is a working principle, and works will appear as a proof of this agent in the soul. You should redouble your efforts, redouble your working forces. A great work must be done all through the world, and let none flatter themselves that because the end is near, there is no need of making special efforts to build up the various institutions as the cause shall demand. All are to be workers, but the heaviest burden of responsibility rests upon those who have the greatest talent, the largest means, the most abundant opportunity. We are to be justified by faith and judged by our works. When the Lord shall bid us to lay off the armor and to make no further effort to establish schools, to build institutions for the care of the sick, for the shelter of the orphans and the homeless, and for the comfort of the worn-out ministers, it will be time to fold our hands and let the Lord close up the work. But now is our opportunity to show our zeal for God. Besides all this, God calls for home missionaries. Let every soul deny self, lift the cross, and expend far less means for the gratification of self, that there may be living, working agents in all the churches. A faith that comprehends less than this is one that denies the Christian character. The faith of the gospel is one whose power and grace are of divine authorship. Then let us make it manifest that Christ abides in us, by ceasing to expend money on dress and on needless things, when the cause of Christ is crippled for want of means, when debts are left unpaid on our meeting houses, and when the treasury is empty. By their fruits ye shall know them. Shall we not follow the example of him who for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich?